Hello.
And hello to you as well. Welcome back. This is episode 2 of the Run Resistance Podcast. My name is Brett. Happy to be back here again. Got a great show planned ahead for you here today. So let's get started. But now let's get things started. On today's episode, I'm going to be reviewing the Stance Run 360 quarter height socks, and I'm going to be recapping my experience at the Dirty Spokes Road Atlanta Trail Race. So before I get to the review of the Stance Run 360 quarter height sock, I have to give you a bit of a warning. As I stated in the first episode, I'm type 1 diabetic. Taking care of my feet is an essential part of my life, so anytime that on this podcast you hear me talk about socks or shoes, I'm going to be a little bit of a harder sell than most regular Joes. All that aside, let's get to reviewing these bad boys.
How do you know what's good for me?
That's my opinion!
There are several features of this sock that are good and several features that are bad. First, I'm going to cover the good. The things that this sock does well. It has fantastic cushioning, some element of compression, which is very crucial to diabetes, and the nylon material that they're made out of makes them extremely breathable, which is good for everybody. In the several months of running in them, including the race at Road Atlanta this past weekend, I have yet to get blisters, which is very, very nice.
It's nice.
I've always been very happy with the performance of Stance socks. In fact, I've been a Stance fan for several years now. I own a couple pairs of the Star Wars running socks that they make, as well as their casual socks. I love Stance socks so much, I gave them to my groomsmen as groom's gifts when I got married a couple years back. By the way, Stance, if you're listening and you got some extra pairs laying around, I know somewhere where you could send them. It's a long shot, but, you know, a guy can dream, right? All that aside, it kills me to do it, but I have to move on to the cons of the sock. I guess the first con is the price. They're $16 a pair. Granted, it's worth it, but still, it's $16 for one pair of socks. Most specialty running stores I know will do a deal where sometimes you can buy two pair and get the third for free. Sometimes they only do 50% off of the third pair. But even with the 50% off, you're looking at $40 for three pairs of socks. Now, if you're the type of runner who wears two pairs of socks while you're running, you're going to want more than three pairs for your rotation. All these numbers are subjective, of course, and not actually authorized by the company. But these scenarios bring me to my second problem.
But I'm not done yet.
I haven't checked in a while, but I've only been able to find the running collection outside of their specialty stores that are in limited locations all around the country, mostly in California, which is good if you live in California. Only place I found them was the last time I was on vacation in Disney World and bought them directly from Stance. You could buy the socks online, which isn't really a problem in the modern age, but I'm old-fashioned and I kind of like buying from a storefront.
Get off my lawn.
And even with those downsides, I still think it's a great product. My downsides may not be so down to other people out there. Full height compression socks can easily run up to $50 or more. $16 don't sound so bad after that. Plus, Stance socks, if you take care of them properly, can last you a lifetime. For example, always wash them inside out and air dry them. Don't ever put them in the dryer. Speaking of having to wash and air dry my socks, I'm going to talk about the Dirty Spokes Trail Race in Road Atlanta coming up right after this. I was fortunate enough to compete in the Dirty Spokes Road Atlanta Trail Race located in Brazos, Georgia recently. The race offered two distances for runners, 9.1 and 4.5 miles. When I signed up to do the race, I had lofty goals for myself and my training this year, so I signed up for the 9-mile distance. Unfortunately, my training this year hasn't been quite what I thought it would be. I was kind of dreading this race, to be honest with you. Now, I've run a couple of races put on by the folks at Dirty Spokes, and they will let you change to the shorter distance if you sign up for the longer distance or vice versa. In order to change your distance, you have to do it when you're checking in for the race. After I got checked in, I got settled in and waited. For some reason, I thought Braselton was a lot further away from where I lived, so I left for the race way earlier than I needed to. Also, I thought the race started at 8. It, in fact, started at 8:30. Well, once I waited around long enough, it finally got to be 8:30, which meant it was time to race. So off the whole pack went. We all went barreling towards the woods. We ran through some open field for a little bit, but eventually we got to the woods where everything immediately went to single track, which created a humongous bottleneck, which isn't uncommon for any trail race. Once I was able to pick off a few of the oblivious people with headphones in holding up traffic, it was off to the races. The trail at Road Atlanta is sponsored by Fox Shocks, who make mountain bike suspension. The trail is labeled as a training ground, and boy is it. There's plenty of elevation change, and there's lots of twisting turns, and it made for a great run. I had a blast running down several of those giant hills the course featured. I can't even imagine trying to ride a bike down some of those. That'd scare the crap out of me. One of the neatest features about running at Road Atlanta had to be the fact that they had planned this race on the same weekend that they had a motorcycle race on the track. So parts of the trail actually go near the track, so you can hear the motorcycles on the track racing by and zooming by really loud. And it was amazing to hear. I loved hearing those motorcycles go by when I was running. After four, and I would say 0.45 miles, we came back out to the open field and had to sprint to the finish line. There were two other guys I had pretty much ran the whole race with, Don and another guy that I'm going to talk about here in just a minute. The only reason I even know who Don is because his name was written on the back of his shirt. Three of us all finished about the same time. I tell you, that sprint down the big open field was harder than anything that we had to run in the woods. When all was said and done, I finished third in my age group, which is amazing because I haven't done any races this year and my training hasn't been going as well as I wanted it to. So third place is really awesome to me. The guy who finished second in the group was actually wound up being the guy in the little pace group I was in with Don. So if I would have ran just a little bit harder, I could have had second place. But I'm honestly not going to complain because third place is just as awesome as second place. I could sleep a little better at night though, knowing that the guy that won finished 9 whole minutes ahead of us. So I didn't have to worry about him being just right there in front of me. If I had to pick some pros and cons of this race and whether you should do it next year, I would say that the one big con about this race is that the trail isn't open year-round. Actually, it's private property on Road Atlanta. You can't just go run this particular trail whenever you want. Now, on the pro side, if you're fortunate enough to win a medal like I did, the medals are sweet. The medal itself is humongous, and there's a little logo inside it that actually spins around if you flick it. It's one of the better medals you'll get. And the shirts that Dirty Spokes has given out at these races are amazing. The shirts are a very soft cotton blend. I know they say cotton is rotten, but the people who say that have never gotten a Dirty Spokes t-shirt. I wear the shirts from the other races I've done all the time. The races themselves are extremely well organized. The Dirty Spokes staff people are very friendly. In fact, I overheard a conversation that someone was having with one of their friends that the Dirty Spokes races are really more like a family than it is an actual run through the woods. And I couldn't have said it better myself. If you live in Georgia or the surrounding states, chances are there's a Dirty Spokes race coming up soon where you live. Make sure you sign up because they are awesome races, and you'll get the best t-shirts of any race that you will ever do.
Well, isn't that nice?
Well, about time for me to be hitting the old dusty trail. Oh, found the emergency exit.
On my next episode, I'm going to be talking about Boston. Or is it Boston? Boston? I don't know.
Oh, what are you, from Boston, huh?
Yeah, I got some work to do on my accents here. Until next time, I'm Brett, and never forget...
Shake it back! That's what you came! Get used to hearing it!